听力课堂，听 class.com.
This Friday, let's take a look at something which is really fun. First, let's go to Finland. Finland continued to run in the World Wife Carrying Championships recently as a Taistol Mintinen sprinted fastest along 253 meters track carrying Kristiina Häkkinen upside down on his back. The couple, who also won the world championship title last year, finished the race in 1 minute and 5 seconds. Estonia's Salar Vugel and Kristi Voutrup tripped in the water obstacles and were second, some 5 seconds behind the winners.
那么首先呢，我们来到芬兰看看一年一度的背老婆世界锦标赛呢，最近闭幕了。那芬兰人在本届比赛中再度夺冠，当天的一个名字叫做泰斯托米耶蒂宁的男子倒扛着他的妻子克里斯蒂娜哈帕宁，以最快的速度跑完了253米的比赛全程。那这对上届比赛的卫冕冠军呢，在本次比赛中一共又是1分05秒完成了比赛。来自爱沙尼亚的艾拉和克里斯提夫妇呢，在水障碍区中绊倒，以5秒之差呢屈居第二。The winning couple trained together throughout a year. He said, before I have been a lot of in the gym, but nowadays I have run a lot and there is the secret. The race held for the 15th time and attracted 55 couples from 15 countries, including Australia, Ireland and Poland, to compete in the remote eastern Finnish village of Sonkajavi, some 485 kilometers northeast of the capital Helsinki. The wife-carrying competition has its roots in Ogand of Rakhine, of Rob the Robber and his gang, who live in a forest and stole food andgirls from village.
那么当天呢是艳阳高照，十分炎热。冠军米耶蒂宁在赛后之后呢，他说，之前我常去健身房，但是呢现在我经常去跑步，这就是我获胜的一个秘诀。那背老婆世锦赛呢，至今已举办了第15届。此次比赛呢吸引了来自15个国家的55对夫妇参加，其中包括澳大利亚、爱尔兰和波兰。那比赛在芬兰东部的偏僻的松卡伊尔维村举行。那这个村庄呢是位于首都赫尔辛基东北部约485公里处。那背老婆这个比赛，它是起源于芬兰的一个强盗龙凯宁传说。龙凯宁和他的同伴们住在森林里，从附近的村庄呢偷食物以这个谋生。
So that's a really interesting story. And now let's take a look at another information. It's about the travel picks 10 of the best eco-chic escapes.The buzz around eco-travel has never been stronger, but now you can combine sustainability with style, offset your carbon footprint without sacrificing luxury, and enjoy a wilderness break without having to rough it. Boutique hotel specialist Mr. and Mrs. Smith has come up with 10 green getaways from eco-smart designers dance to a hotel with a heart.
刚提到的呢，就是根据专家给出的一个建议，就是因为现在时下都比较流行说低碳的生活，eco chic escapes 就是这种既时尚，同时呢又环保，这样的一种生活方式。但是呢，提到旅游呢，很多人也赞成有这种就是环保低碳的旅游方式也是越来越流行了，这样呢可以减少自己的这个碳足迹，同时呢也不用放弃享受这个奢华的一种旅游的生活，专家给出了10个这样的一个低碳旅游胜地。第一个
In Australia, Wogan Valley Resort and Spa, Blue Mountains. Set in the Blue Mountains, less than 3 hours drive from Sydney, the 40-suite Wogan Valley Resort and Spa prides itself on being Australia's first conservation-based luxury resort, accredited by international group Carbon Zero. Pastoral fencing has been removed.705,000 indigenous trees planted and native wildlife reintroduced, with a crowd to over 4,000 acres of pristine wilderness. Guests can go riding, mountain biking and wildlife spotting, then return to private villas with in-room swimming pool and the world-class spa. Another one is in Indonesia.Alila Villas in Bali. On southern Bali's rugged Bukit Peninsula, Alila Villas is a cool contemporary
Clifftop Resort, which delivers panoramic Indian Ocean views from 61 minimalist white pool villas. Using only locally sourced, recycled and sustainable materials, Singaporean architects WOHA harnessed open plan layouts, flat lava rock roofs and bamboo ceilings to allow sea breezes to circulate naturally. Wood, stone, rattan and water features rule, but stir impersonal bolters, a superb spa,fine dining and a hip lounge bar.
像是这个来自巴黎的这样的一个resort, 它呢这样的一个酒店呢，它是主要它的这个建筑的原材料都是一些 recycle, 是可回收可利用，同时呢有可持续的这样利用的一个价值的，所以它的用材是非常的环保，非常低碳的，也使你住宿的成本呢会有不同程度的降低。
Another one is in Italy, in Puglia. The 16th century Masseria Terra Mazza, perched on a coast of Italy's shapely hill in Puglia, is a 28-room boutique hotel where everything possible is recycled, including water from the golf course, and most of the food served at its restaurant, Della Palma, is grown on-site and sources from regional producers according to a kilometer zero policy.
那么第三个呢是来自意大利的这样的一个叫做 Masseria 的 hotel, 那它呢也主要的这个建筑用材也是可回收可利用可循环利用的。
We have ones like in Thailand, a 77 room Anantara has magical views of Mekong River, Myanmar and Laos, and found its ethical elephant camp on its doorstep, backed by the conservation project Golden Triangle Asian Elephant Foundation. It resembles a traditional monfont village and is a safe havenfor abused wild and domestic elephants as well as those that cannot work. Guests can enjoy elephant safaris and there's even an annual elephant polo match. And also in Cambodia, Hotel de la Pax. And also we have one in Mexico. Also a lot of ones in New Zealand, Austria and New York. In New York, this one I want to mention is Ace Hotel New York is one of our creatives with turntables in rooms and scrawl labels, chalkboard walls with sister hotels in Palm Springs and Portland. The food from its restaurant, the Burslin, is all locally sourced and there's a recycling policy in place for wood, glass, metal and plastic.
那么最后来说一说纽约的这个叫做 Ace Hotel 的，那这个 hotel 呢它其实是像在 Palm Springs 和 Portland 都有它的连锁酒店，那这里的食物呢其实都是自己种植的，同时呢它的一些建筑材料也是可回收的这个政策下所建立的，同时它里面的一些杯子，一些这个金属，还有一些塑料，还有一些这个木材呢都是可回收的，都是低排放量的。
Alright, andthat's all for today's first part of English Evening. And now let's move on to Biz News.
接下来呢我们来听听财经资讯。
First one, Japan sales of imported vehicles up 11.7% in January to June period.
在今年一到六月份，日本的进口汽车销量增长 11.7%。
Sales of new imported vehicles in Japan rose 11.7% from a year earlier in the first half of this year, the Japan Automobile Importers Association said in a report recently. The industry body noted that 97,282 imported vehicles, including those in Japanese makers produced overseas, were sold in Japan, marking the first rise in 4 years for the January to June period, with the advance being attributed to smaller vehicles eligible for state subsidies and tax breaks. Sales of foreign brand passengers cars, trucks, and buses climbed 14.9% to 89,189 units, but those of Japanese brand vehicles declined 14.5% to 8,093 units in the recording period. Volkswagen proved the most popular foreign-produced vehicles in Japan, selling 24,862 units, up 32.5%, while listed Mercedes-Benz came in second with sales of 15,556 vehicles, a rise of 13.2%. BMW remained third. In June alone, sales of new imported vehicles climbed 14% on year to 21,315 units, marking the eighth straight month of increase.With Volkswagen maintaining its position as the top-ranking brand of imported cars, selling 5,630 vehicles, sales of BMW vehicles rose 0.1% at 3,458 units, and those of Mercedes-Benz jumped 22.2% to 3,426 vehicles sold, JAIA said. Next one, EU. Britain taking effective actions in cutting deficit.
根据欧盟的一项调查显示，英国在采取有效的措施应对赤字。
The European Commission has given a positive assessment of the austerity measures taken by Britain to cut its massive deficit. The current economic circumstances call for a decisive fiscal consolidation while not suffocating the nascent economic recovery. The budgetary targets presented by the British government are in line with its strategy, said European Union Economic and Monetary Affairs Commissioner Olli Rehn said in a statement recently. EU finance ministers recommended in December 2009 that Britain should start consolidation in the fiscal year 2010 to 2011. They outlined a consolidation strategy and would correct excessive deficit by 2014 to 15. The new British government announced a significant new fiscal tightening in June, which would reduce the structural deficit by an additional 0.5% of gross domestic product in 2010 to 11 by 2.25% of GDP by 2014 to 15. As a result, it was projected that Britain's headline deficit to fall to 2.3% of GDP by 2014 to 15, which was in line with the EU's recommendation. It was estimated that the British government would run a deficit of more than 12% of GDP this year, much higher than the 3% ceiling allowed by the EU rules.
Okay, that was today's best news. And now let's take a break, listen to a song, Life for Rent.
I haven't ever really found a place that I call home. I never stick around quite long enough to make it. I apologize once again, I'm not in love. But it's not as if I mind that your heart ain't exactly breaking.It's just a thought, only a thought. But if my life is for rent, and I don't learn to buy, well, I deserve nothing more than I get. 'Cause nothing I have is true.Thought that I would love to live by the sea, to travel the world alone and live more simply. I have no idea what's happened to that dream, that there's really nothing left here to stop me.
Well, I deserve nothing more than I get. 'Cause nothing I have is truly mine. And my life is for us. And I don't want to buy. Well, I deserve. Nothing I have is truly mine. Nothing I have is truly mine.
Okay, that was Life for Rent. Now let's move on to BBC Learning English.
Welcome to BBC Learning English. I'm Finn.
And I'm Jean.
You know, Jean, I've got a question. Where did you learn to cook?
我是从哪儿学的做饭吗? Well, I learned a lot from my mom. How about you, Finn?
Well, I taught myself when I was a student living away from home. But I'm still not very good. I normally make simple things like pasta.
Oh, Finn, 男孩子啊都是这个样子的。
But today on the program, we'll be talking about some people who have become famous because of their cooking skills.Celebrity chefs.
Celebrity, 明星, chefs, 厨师,明星厨师,或者我们说的名厨。
Yes, celebrity chefs.
在英国的电视上呢,有很多名厨的专题烹饪节目。这一类的电视节目尤其在90年代的时候最为盛行。到了今天呢,我们可以在电视上看到不同名厨的一系列风格迥异的节目。每一档都体现出每一位名厨自己独特的个性和烹饪风格。
That's right. And today, we're going to meet a few of them.
And we asked some British people who their favorite celebrity chef is and why.
Jamie Oliver, of course. I love his recipes because you can just throw everything in and it all just turns out beautifully at the end.
My favourite celebrity chef is probably Delia Smith. She writes a lot of books, and I think her recipes are always foolproof.
Probably Gordon Ramsay. I met him once some time ago and I like the fact that he's really driven and I also like the fact that his temper is brilliant fun. It's good to watch on TV.
OK, 刚才说到的呢是三位不同的英国名厨。第一位是 Jamie Oliver, 他是英国一位充满活力的年轻明星厨师。他以领头发起这个改善英国学校饮食质量的活动而闻名。
Yes, and we heard that someone thought his recipes...
Recipes, 食谱。
Yes, his recipes are very simple.You can just throw everything in and it turns out beautifully.
就是说你只要把各种原料扔进锅里 throw everything in. 不过最后的结果 it turns out, 总会相当的美味。
That's right, so it's easy and fun.
I love his recipes because you can just throw everything in and it all just turns out beautifully at the end.
英国当今的另一位名厨呢是 Delia Smith.他的年龄要稍微大一点，这个风格呢也比较的传统。他说他的烹调著作非常值得借鉴。
My favorite celebrity chef is probably Delia Smith. She writes a lot of books, and I think her recipes are always foolproof.
Yes, she said Delia's recipes are foolproof.
非常简单非常易懂的 foolproof 这个词呀有两个单词组成 fool 傻瓜 and proof 经得起的 adding proof 到一个名词上呢就是表示耐得住经得起这个事物的意思
yes like soundproof or heatproof
so the kitchen table could be heatproof 耐热的
that's right heatproof
最后的这位英国人气名厨就是 Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay, I met him once some time ago, and I like the fact that he's really driven, and I also like the fact that his temper is brilliant fun. It's good to watch on TV.
Gordon Ramsay, he's known for his temper. He often gets angry in the kitchen.
他的 temper, 脾气可是出了名的大，经常在他的烹饪专题节目当中张口大骂他的助理厨师。
But perhaps this is because he's very driven.
Driven, 专注、执着的。
and watching him on TV is fun because of his temper. You never know when he's going to get angry.
I like the fact that he's really driven, and I also like the fact that his temper is brilliant fun. It's good to watch on TV.
You're listening to BBC Learning English, and today we're talking about celebrity chefs in the UK. Chefs these days often think it's important to use good ingredients.
Good ingredients, 好的健康的食物原料。
And one chef who sees this as very important is Jamie Oliver. We spoke about him earlier.
Jamie Oliver, 他的第一部电视节目就叫做 The Naked Chef, 在咱们中国呢叫他原味主厨。播出之后马上就吸引了一大批的电视观众。他以轻松明快的风格加上一口的 Essex 口音广受观众的喜爱。
And Jamie uses a lot of informal language. For example, the word stuff.
Stuff.其实就是东西的意思，也是英国的年轻人喜欢的常用词汇。
See if you can hear the number of times he uses it.
Actually, I've just recently finished a series. It's no-nonsense growing stuff and cooking stuff, right? Last year, I had the most incredible year being rubbish at growing stuff in my garden. And you know what? 80% of the stuff that I threw in the ground and got wrong grew and fruited and I ate off it.
呵，这么一段话，他就把 stuff 这个词用了四次。
Yes, and he's just finished a series.
一档系列节目。
A series about growing stuff and cooking stuff. He also called the food he tried to grow stuff as well.
他说呢，80%他扔到地里的 stuff 都会长起来的。
Yes, and he really enjoyed being rubbish at growing stuff in his garden.
Rubbish 在这里呢就是不擅长什么事情技术很烂的意思
But even though he was rubbish at growing food It still fruited to fruit
他结果了
Actually I've just recently finished a series It's no-nonsense growing stuff and cooking stuff Right Last year I had the most incredible year Being rubbish at growing stuff in my garden And you know what 80% of the stuff that I threw in the ground and got wrong Grew and fruited and I ate off it
There's another word which Jamie Oliver uses a lot. Pucker.
Pucker 是一个 Jamie 自己常用的口语词，就是好吃、美味的意思。其实这是个印地语的词，原意呢是成熟了、煮熟了的意思。
Yes, but though he's very popular, not everybody likes his style. Celebrity chefs like Jamie Oliver and Gordon Ramsay have often been criticized by the public and the media.
是的，很多人认为呢，这些明星厨师其实更在意的是自己怎么出名，而不专注在如何做好他们厨师的工作。下面的这位女士呢，说这些名厨的自高自大 ego 比他们的烹饪 cooking 还要更显著。
I think sometimes their egos are bigger than their cooking, and that's a shame because in the end, the food is what's really exciting, and I think sometimes the personality takes over.
She thinks that their egos are bigger than their cooking. Sometimes the personality takes over.
有时候他们的个人性格色彩完全支配了节目 it takes over. 结果烹饪的内容反而成了第二位。
I think sometimes their egos are bigger than their cooking, and that's a shame, because in the end, the food is what's really exciting, and I think sometimes the personality takes over.
Actually, Finn, I know Chinese food is very popular in the UK, and there are lots of Chinese restaurants. Are there any Chinese celebrity chefs in the UK?
Well, there is an American Chinese chef called Ken Hom, who we see on TV quite a lot. He also has a range of Chinese cookbooks and woks.
Ken Hom 是一位美籍华裔的名厨，他的中国铁锅 Wok 在英国是相当的畅销。
Most British homes these days will have a wok for stir fries.
Stir fry 炒菜。Do you make stir fries, Finn?
Yeah, well, I do. I think stir frying is a quick and easy way to prepare food.
So you can cook Chinese food?
Well, simple stuff, yes. But, you know, Jean, there's a British woman who went to Sichuan to study Chinese cooking, and she's written some books about this. She's very good.
Really? 有这么一位精通四川菜的英国女厨师吗?
There is indeed. Her name is Fuxia Dunlop. I think her Chinese name is Fuxia.And we're going to hear her describing how she likes to eat one of her favorite foods, 皮蛋。
啊，她最爱吃皮蛋，还专门给我们形容了一番。
I like to serve them Sichuanese style, cut into segments with chopped green peppers and a drizzling of soy sauce and chili oil. We have some chopped green pepper here.Or perhaps in a Hunanese recipe, in a soup with garlic and purple amaranth.And in goes the purple amaranth. Han Cai, one of my favourite Chinese vegetables. I'll just stir-fry that for a few moments.
Wow, 听起来她还真是个精通中国烹饪的专家呢。
Yes, and she likes to serve 皮蛋 in a Sichuanese style.
四川菜的风格。
And she cuts it into segments.
切成块。
With chopped green peppers.
剁碎的青椒。
And soy sauce.And a little chili oil.
酱油和辣椒油。
Or, she also likes to serve them Hunanese style.
湖南菜的风格用的是紫苋菜。
Yes, with purple amaranth, which is one of her favorite Chinese vegetables.
I like to serve them Sichuanese style, cut into segments with chopped green peppers and a drizzling of soy sauce and chili oil. We have some chopped green pepper here.Or perhaps in a Hunanese recipe, in a soup with garlic and purple amaranth. And in goes the purple amaranth. Han Cai, one of my favourite Chinese vegetables. I'll just stir-fry that for a few moments.
Well, after hearing Fuxia preparing 皮蛋,I'm starting to feel a bit hungry.
I know, Finn, me too. Shall we go and get some Sichuanese food?
Oh, good idea. But...Before we do that, we really should do another review of the words we've learned today.
Okay, quickly.
Firstly, celebrity chefs.
明星厨师.
Recipe.
食谱.
Foolproof.
傻子都会干的,简单易懂的.
Temper.
脾气.
Stuff.
东西.
Ego.
自高自大.
Stir fry.
炒菜.
And that's all for this week. I hope you've enjoyed hearing about celebrity chefs in the UK and learned some more English words and phrases about cooking and culture.
Okay, that was today's BBC Learning English. And that comes to the end of today's show. Let's wrap today's show with a song, Beautiful Soul. Bye-bye.
Just anyone's home. I don't want my love to go to waste. I want you and you're beautiful. So you're the one I wanna chase. You're the one I won't hold. I won't let another minute go to waste. I want you and you're beautiful. So I know that you are something special.
北京时间22:59，中央人民广播电台经济之声，让你永远领先一分钟。
酷皮经济学，
欢迎来到酷皮经济学。今日查点：稀缺 （scarcity）。经济学所说的稀缺，是指相对于人们的欲望来说，资源是永远不够的。普通人追逐金钱、权力、名望、爱情。富可敌国的洛克菲勒想活到100岁，却在98岁那年逝世。秦始皇横扫6国也没能长生不老。所以说，稀缺是经济学的基本问题，也是任何人都必须面对的问题。
瑞士伊波路表为您准点报时，浪漫时刻一生相伴。瑞士伊波路表。
北京时间。